Vegan side effect. You forget the pharmacy's location.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programmes offrent plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visiten suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Unsere Sendungen bieten viele Sprachen. Gehen Sie auf suprememastertv.com/schedule.
我们要什么都会有什么的，不要它会跑。 OK， 很多人修行有障碍也是这样子，是我们不要那个了，那个那些小神呢，是以前帮忙我们，现在想抓我们呢，不放的话，就是我们不再要了。 就要让他放我们， OK， 因为我们需要更高的境界。
Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English and Chinese with subtitles in Arabic, Olesis, also known as Vietnamese, Chinese, Czech, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai. Salam means hello in Turkmen. My name is Adelia. The good people of Allah's blessed Turkmenistan praise your unconditional service to others, which adorns our world with kindness and generosity. Central Asia's Turkmenistan has a long coastline along the Caspian Sea with the mighty Amur River and the Kopet-Dag Mountains, forming natural borders with Uzbekistan and Iran. The land is primarily desert, with the arid climate perfect for crops like pistachio and pomegranate. More than 20 protected areas and sanctuaries have been designated to protect a vast array of animal species. These include endangered wildcats, gazelles, cheetahs, lynx, snow leopards, and thousands of migratory birds. Turkmenistan's three UNESCO World Heritage Sites commemorate the nation's cultural heritage, while modern Turkmenistan features some of the world's most incredible architecture. A spectacular skyline can be seen in the capital city, Ashgabat, through its distinctive white marble buildings, along with the city's fascinating outdoor fountain ensemble. The Turkmen people are known for their gracious hospitality and honorable nature. Their holidays include a specially commemorated International Day for Women, in which the nation's president offers awards and honorary titles to celebrate women's contributions to the Turkmen society. Another national holiday is Melon Day, which offers gratitude to God for the delicious melons harvested in abundance each year. The warm and welcoming Turkmen people rejoice in sharing their country's natural treasures and beautiful traditions with the world. We were delighted to share a glimpse of the natural wonders of Turkmenistan with you, enthusiastic viewers. May your faith in Allah grow stronger and bring you inner peace. For decades, Supreme Master Qinghai has illuminated our world with her divine teachings. A fully enlightened master, she imparts the Guanyin method of meditation to those desiring to immediately discover the God nature within, to achieve in one lifetime eternal liberation from the cycle of transmigration. The Guanyin method has been practiced by all enlightened masters, such as the worshipped world-honored one, Shakyamuni Buddha, the worshipped Son of God, Jesus Christ, the venerated master and philosopher, Confucius, the venerated Lord Krishna, the venerated master and philosopher, Laozi, the venerated Lord Mahavira, the beloved prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Sri Guru Nanak Devji, and many more. Supreme Master Qinghai emphasizes that if we always remember God, render selfless service to others, and follow the laws of the universe, we will reach our highest potential as humans and truly understand our purpose on Earth. An extraordinary living example of compassion, she lovingly and regularly sends material and financial assistance to refugees, the homeless, natural disaster victims, and others needing relief. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thanks all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. Supreme Master Qinghai receives love and recognition from various organizations, media, governments, individuals, and many awards, such as the 2006 Guzi Peace Prize, considered the Nobel Peace Prize of the East, the World Spiritual Leadership Award in 1994, the Mahavir Award in 2008, February 22nd and October 25th, both proclaimed as the Supreme Master Qinghai Day, and Honorary Citizen of the United States, etc. And has been honored throughout the years with numerous other awards and accolades for her outstanding philanthropic and humanitarian deeds. etc. We apologize for not being able to show many other awards and honors for lack of space and time. Supreme Master Qinghai respectfully thank all special individuals, organizations, leaders, and governments for all your genuine, loving, ongoing support. May heaven bless you forevermore. We, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members, are also sincerely grateful for your expressive kindness, wishing you the best. A true voice for our beautiful animal friends, Supreme Master Qinghai promotes the peaceful, loving plant-based diet and envisions with humanity's awakening to the sacredness of all life, a tranquil and glorious all-vegan world where animals and people live in respectful harmony. Her initiatives included alternative living flyer distribution, the International Vegan Restaurants, Loving Hut, vegan food companies, vegan fur products, Supreme Master Television, as well as writing and speaking to influential government and media leaders, participating in televised conferences on climate change, etc. Whether we're aware of it or not, her efforts have had an enormous influence on global awareness of the animal-friendly lifestyle and how this benevolent way can bring lasting peace among nations while saving our planet from climate change and disasters. Supreme Master Qinghai has traveled worldwide and held discourses with the public and her disciples on a variety of spiritual topics. Today, we are blessed to present one of these insightful lectures entitled Whatever We Want, We Will Have It, Part 11 of 12, on Between Master and Disciples, given in English and Chinese on December 10, 2017, in Sihu, Taiwan, also known as Formosa.
But this is English.
It's okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, the half-half, okay? She just wanted to tell you that if you don't want it, you just pray to close that door, okay? Yes. But this is just one of those things that you have when you meditate, when you practice. You will have, they call it 中文啊, 他心通啊, 啊, 宿命通啊等等那些神通啊，你要的话保留，中文还是英文？中文哈，你要的话你就保留，不要就就那个它断掉，OK？你要那个神通的，预感那个，你知道，如果你要的话，你就自己不管它，OK？不要的话，你就祈求那个那边的力量把你关掉。 你自己救他就会关了，祷告了，you pray to higher level power to close it for you, okay? 如果不要的话，我们要什么都会有什么的，不要他会跑, okay? 很多人修行有障碍也是这样子，说我们不要那个了，那个那些小神呢，是以前帮忙我们，现在想抓我们呢，不放的话，就是我们不再要了。 就要让他放我们 ，OK？
因为我们是要更高的境界，然后如果他需要什么，我们会回来帮他忙。嗯，就最好不要耽误我们这样子，让你们修行高级一点的话，两个都利益。嗯，就是这样，就好了。他这个一杆，不管好的还是坏的，他会自己来的。
我知道。我知道。我们在某些等级的话，就东西会来。 看哪一个等级，比方说你去那个阿修罗的境界的时候，会有一些进卦，难免会有得到一些神通，因为你以前有过了，所以现在来的很快，所以有一些人他自身就会有那种 比方说他摸什么东西都会消啊、哎、比方说这样无四毫的神通，他很用力才能够控制他，不然摸谁都消谁的、嗯、比方说这样，我是看到未来啊过去啊等等，那些也会，如果我们 被拉住在那里的话，会妨碍我们修行、嗯、所以看你要什么嘛、啊、你要更高境界的话，你跟他说请那个那边的师父力量帮我关这个，我不想知道、嗯、不过有时候知道也好，看情况，看你能不能控制它了。If you can manage it or not, nothing is really bad, nothing is good. If you can manage it or not manage it, okay?、
Yeah. But the problem, how to manage it?
意思说，你有的话，不过你不会被它影响的，你不会成那么喜欢它，一天到晚。
没有，我是这么想。如果好的就不管它，如果坏的也不管它，但是它仍然来。
那你。要祷告啊，要决定是不要那些，如果你不要的话，你就说我决定不要那个、嗯、请那个上神帮忙一下把它关掉 OK 哈
Thank you Master、
yeah. 我们每天一天过一天就好了，何必麻烦嘛何必知道未来是很烦，知道过去更烦，不知道更好、嗯、就是当师父有时候没办法不知道，该知道还是要知道，不管过去或是现在或是未来，所以有一些事情我宁可不知道。不过有时候那些上神啊，高比较高等的神啊，他想保护师父，所以他才让我知道一些事情啊。比方说某一些人在旁边对我不利，懂不懂？会带来很多。引起很多他的那种所谓的以前前世的经济朋友，他本身也许没有伤害的心，不过他引起那些经济朋友太多因果吧，太多来往的那些不好的否定的力量，会伤害到师父的工作，是有是这样。像刚才我跟你讲一样，那个所谓的那个啊常住啊，他一摸都灯就黑了。听懂吗？开不出来，灯就坏掉了。一样，你压一压，它灯就亮了。他在那边压半天了，灯不亮，还是我气了，我自己要出来压就好了。本来叫他开灯啊，帮我开灯，因为我忙别的事情啊。结果他开不了，他说师傅灯坏掉。我说哪里坏，是你坏的。然后我开就开了，他开是不开了。我说你那边要多整理一点了。怎么到黑暗都连摸到光光就黑掉呢？有一些人真的是有伤害性，他本人不用故意的，跟太阳他不用故意的，他也叫温叫暖给我们、啊、那个风寒他不是故意的，还是给我们冷的，了解吗、哎、那个冰块啊，他不是故意的，你摸他久了都会麻会痛啊，所以不是说我们修行啊什么都不管他不理他，也不是了、啊、能够知道我们就免啊。嗯，某一些人对我们不利，前世的呢太多了，那个因果业障啊对我们不利，这能免就免了，不是杀他就是免他了。因为师父比方说以前世、啊、很多那个那些对师父不利的那敌人的伤害师父啊，用神通啊或是用什么武器啦、啊、伤害师父，就那些通通都回来当徒弟了，你能不能想象？然后还要靠近旁边的，了解吗？所以没办法，我是有一些要请离开啊，不然太多那个那种阴气了在旁边的话，我走动工作是比较被妨碍了，一天到晚又洗这个洗那个，业障了就没时间做更好的事情了。你不能为了几个一个对几个人而已就伤害到世界的工作，就只好请他走，或是做我的工作远一点的地方，不是我工作了，帮助众生工作啊，去当什么店小二啊 Loving Hut 什么那些了，听懂吗？远一点就没事了啊。嗯，所以爱心要有智慧才比较好。 有预感有时候能用。如果我没有这种预感，或是没有那个天上告诉我很多事情的话，我早日就上天了，也不会跟你们坐在这里了。那么很久了，就早日就往生了，懂不懂？既然是这样，不过有时候还是被伤害了，九死一生的，不是世界业障而已。有时候有方便的人加油了。太靠近了，加油了，然后又危险，危险自己生命，不是他会引起很多危险的情况来给师父，东碰西跑的话也是太累了，所以目前我自己不要跑了，叫他们跑，反过来一下，我支持一点也好，那自己回去远一点的也可以洗业障啊，不要连这方面了。比方说滑了，那很热啊，你何必靠要让它靠那么近嘛，是吗？你不要靠近滑太近了啊，它要保温保暖，不过远远一点比较好。OK 啦，还有吗 ？I have moved house 1,000 times. I know what it's like. I have everything, but whenever I go to new place, I couldn't find a thing.So many things, you know, and you don't remember which suitcase, especially when I always move in a rush for safety, understand? I always run for my life since years, and then it's very troublesome to find things that are really necessary. Yeah. When you move in, you think, okay, everything in there, and it won't get lost anyway, you will find it. But when you move to another house, and you have 1,000 other things to do, and you forget which one where you put.Up to now, I still did not have what I wanted. I asked them to bring some suitcase from Hong Kong for me because I left in a rush. I can't take everything alone with me. A small woman, you know, oh, and all that, yeah, okay. And then I told them to bring my suitcase from Hong Kong. They brought two heavy, big, both wrong ones.Both I don't need, you know, because those old clothes and stuff like that. Yeah, I have tons of clothes here already. I wanted to get rid of them, and I have no time to even sort them out. And they brought more old clothes, which I don't even need. You understand? I should have left them in Hong Kong, so when even if I went to Hong Kong, I could have something to wear at least, because I don't normally travel with big suitcase anymore. I can't manage it. I have to go in and out quick, you know?And then I told them to bring my two luggage. They brought two wrong ones. Big, heavy. So then I have to sort them out or leave them there. You see what I mean? Take up more space for nothing. And the other one they didn't bring. And says, oh, never mind. Just forget it. I won't die. It's just some private things. Yeah, that's one poem, you know, that I made. I can't remember what it is. And I wanted to have that suitcase because I put it in there, you know, together with my diary. Just, they didn't bring it. It's sitting still now in Hong Kong somewhere. I would be lucky if I find it. You see what I mean? Yeah? Okay. Never mind then. Yeah. I understand your problem. I move house a lot. I move a lot. Ah, these years, you know, especially...Oh, since early years of my work already, I had to move a lot. And I lost many things, not just misplaced, but lost. Because I keep moving again, and I don't know where they are anymore. And after a while, you know, they sold them, or they use them because of master blessing, whatever. You know, I couldn't find them. I just forget it. It's nothing really that important, except my life. Yeah. So I'm glad I'm still here, and that's the most important. Yeah.
Optimistic viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled Whatever We Want, We Will Have It, Part 11 of 12 on Between Master and Disciples. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May your lives be graced with endless happiness.
Vegan. Doctor Who? For what?
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.